Welcome to the holiday episode of Savvy Tidbits. Now, for a lot of people, it is holiday time. I don't really care what you celebrate. Christmas, great. Hanukkah, great. Kwanzaa, great. Nothing, also great, except you get less presents. The point is, it's not about what you celebrate. It's that for a lot of people, you either go on vacation or you have time off of work. And for me, usually at this time of year, I end up going home for a week or 2 weeks or about sometimes longer than 2 weeks. And it begs the question, what do I do with all that time? Because honestly, people, Harry Potter movies are great. You know what? Harry Potter, fantastic. A savvy mom and I watched all the Harry Potter movies last year. And as good as they are, I think they're still saved on the DVR or whatever it's called now. And honestly, I can't do it again. A year is a long time, but in terms of watching all the Harry Potter movies, it's not quite long enough. You know, and I was thinking maybe some of you have the same issue. You either don't know what to do with your time or you're just tired of watching Harry Potter. Although, gotta say, great movies, love Harry Potter. That isn't really the point. So I have a few suggestions of what I think you should be doing with your holidays. I have a couple musical suggestions, a few book suggestions, movies, and some phrases that you really should integrate, or some words, rather, you should integrate into your holiday. So, let's start. First thing, books. This is a great time of year to read, whether you're on a beach. Actually, if you're on a beach, you should just invite me. I'll go to your beach. Like, please, fly me to your beach. Fly Deborah to your beach. Savvy Bro, he'd love a beach. We want to go to the beach. But since we will be freezing, well, Deborah's still going to be in New York feeding the gerbils. But Savvy Bro and I are going to be freezing our cute little savvy buns off in Alberta. There is no beach. So, and I'm sure it's the same for some of you. And also, there are other things to do during the holidays aside from the beach. You might be at home. You might be in a train somewhere. Look, whatever. The point is, you might... This is the time of year to get your reading in. And I have two suggestions for books. Actually, where to start? Okay, honestly, I could talk for an hour about book suggestions, but I'm limiting it to two. For the holidays. Now, the first are a group of three books written by Philip Pullman. Now, Philip Pullman, some of what he's written is genius. In a lot of ways, he's one of my absolutely favorite authors. However, one of the series he wrote just isn't all that good. It's his early work. I think these novels span about 14 years. I just don't like them. They're sort of steampunk-ish. Before steampunk was a thing, set in Victorian England. If that had been all of his that I had read, I would have set him aside as an author who isn't all that great. But then, in university, I took a cyber philosophy class, and the teacher of the cyber philosophy class was a huge fan of Philip Pullman, and he got the whole class reading The Golden Compass. I'm sure some of you have seen the movie made by Disney. Please don't see the movie. This is not a movie recommendation. It's not as bad as the Narnia movies, but it's still pretty bad. So do not see the movie. Read the books. Technically, these three books. Now, the series is called His Dark Materials. The first book is The Golden Compass. The second is The Subtle Knife. And the third is The Amber Spyglass. And they are in the kids section. They're not kids' books. You know, for me, the mark of a good book is one that could be written or could be read by kids, by children, such as the Narnia series or Little House on the Prairie series. But also there's, or even better, the Anne of Green Gables series. That is a series that, although they are technically children's books, they're really not children's books. There are subtleties in there, both intellectual and societal, that kids just won't catch, and it's actually a pleasure to read them again as an adult. And as far as the Narnia books, these are two series I actually would love to talk about some more, especially if I can get a an expert in to help me, but the Narnia books, yes, they are largely a Christian allegory. And usually I would resent a Christian allegory couched as a popular children's book / Disney movie series, but they're really good. But the point is, definitely recommending them, read them too. I'm going to talk more about them at some other point. But today, Philip Pullman, his Dark Materials, they are staggeringly good, and they're an easy read, and savor them. They are so good. I mean, I just wish I hadn't read them yet so I could read them again, because although they are the kind of books that I go back to every couple of years, I just, you know what they say, there's nothing like your first time. So definitely read those books. The second bunch of books are most definitely children's books, and I guess I should be recommending these for your children, but I love these books. There's an author called Angela Brazil, and she wrote books, I think, spanning between 1904 and the early 1940s, maybe the late 30s, and these books are schoolgirl British books. They're on Gutenberg, so they're free. You can go download them for your Kindle. I read them on my cell phone. I'm not a big fan of reading books digitally, but you know what? When you're on the subway, I just flick on my phone and read, and they're an easy read because they are honestly meant for girls, for teenagers. And yes, they're somewhat trite, and yes, they're somewhat simplistic. And academic research has suggested that it is not just a coincidence that she so often names her characters lesbia. They are just delightful, delightful children's books. They make me happy. They're all about the same. They're pretty much the same book. I think there are 26 of them on Gutenberg. There's probably about 15, 16 more that I would love to get my hands on. I've read all of them but two on Gutenberg. And the good thing is they're so similar, you can just leave them and 6 months later you can just read them again and you won't remember them, most of them at all, because they are essentially the same book. But they're enjoyable. Again, Angela Brazil, we will link to them. And those are my two sort of, well, one sort of mindless schoolgirl stories, the other just really good. You should read the Golden Compass. You should read them in the winter. They're really winter books. So that, those are my book recommendations for the holidays. Word recommendations, because goodness knows you will be at parties or family events when you feel the need to expand, to show off your expanded vocabulary. So the first word is one that we know, but we do not use all that much, and that word is festooned. As in, this room is festooned with knitting. But I assume if your knitting is everywhere, you won't want people to come in your house because they might move your stash, whatever. The point is, or you don't have any friends because knitters are crazy. But the point is, festooned is a great word. It feels nice to say. And I'm not just saying that because I'm recording this at like 3 a.m. No, festooned is a great word. You should definitely use it. Bring it back. Your life should be festooned, I guess, with knitting. Fine, we got the knitting content in. But really, it should be festooned with gerbils and candy and cake. And it's almost time for a snack. All right, but speaking of cake, the second word I'd like to bring back is slang from the 1920s, late, like 1918 to 1922, and that slang is the word cake eater. Now, it's a family show. This is family slang. Cake eater, you know, picturing what that word might mean, you know, it doesn't necessarily seem like it is family friendly. However, actually, it is. Cake eater means someone who's well off. Actually, there are two meanings. The first is someone who's well off because let them eat cake. They have the money to buy cake, not just bread. So a cake eater. It's also known as a playboy. Someone who runs around a lot, is popular with the ladies. I still don't know if it was a connotation or if it just meant that cake is rich and you're rich if you can run around with ladies. Not 100% sure. We're going with the family-friendly definition just to cut down on the hate mail. So, cake eater. So if Uncle Tom comes over and he's flirting with all the cousins, you can go up to him, cousins, who aren't related to him, like the other side of the family. So Uncle Tom's flirting with cousin Bessie and cousin Roy and cousin Roberta. You'll go over and you'll say, "Uncle Tom, you cake eater." But maybe not like that, because that actually kind of sounds dirty. All right, moving on. Music. I'm sure you have heard so many Christmas carols that you feel like you can never wash them off. You will be forever sullied with Christmas carols. Some are good, most are not, that you hear at the mall. There's this one, what is it called? The Lovely Weather Sleigh Ride Together, that jingle jingle song. Someone's done a remix of that. It's been playing at Ann Taylor Loft. Okay, A, it's sad that Deborah and I have been at Ann Taylor Loft enough to hear the loop of the tape enough to get sick of this song. They've had some really good sales lately. However, it's obnoxious. So this is to get, in case your mind is festooned with Christmas carols and you need a break, this is what I recommend. Handel. You need to listen to some Handel. Specifically, the opera Julius Caesar. Specifically, the Glyndebourne production of Julius Caesar. Giulio Cesare with a G. You could buy it, or it's all on YouTube in HD. So 5.5, I'm not even being ironic, 5.5 hours of George Friedrich Handel's Julius Caesar. It's so good. This particular production is sexy amazing. Julius Caesar is played by a woman. Not always. When I saw it at the Met, David Daniels played Julius Caesar, countertenor. Sarah Connolly. You want to watch this. This is the one. You want to watch Sarah Connolly as Julius Caesar. It is a sexy time is had by all with her as Julie. You forget she's even a woman. It's insane. Cleopatra is Danielle Denise. She is a wonderful Cleopatra. Ptolemaio is Christophe Dumont. And he's a pretty sexy Ptolemaio with his girly, man-girl countertenor voice. Just everyone's sexy. You just need to watch this. You need to watch this show. Like now. Maybe you could just cancel Christmas and spend 5.5 hours watching Julius Caesar. Now, as promised, I have some movie recommendations also, because Harry Potter, that's great. It's probably all be on TV again. Here are two movies that I would recommend. The first is Holiday Inn. Everyone knows the song White Christmas. It was not premiered in White Christmas. It was premiered in this movie Holiday Inn. It's a great movie. It's charming, and it's actually holiday themed, like Christmas themed, and it's got Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire, both. It's a double build, 2 stars, and a bunch of really good-looking ladies also. And lots of snow and sleds, and I actually would love to open Holiday Inn. I think it would not be a Holiday Inn like the chain, because those hotels aren't great. But I would like to open, just watch the movie, you'll understand. I want to open a New England Inn, just like, that's sort of it's my dream, in Technicolor. Or black and white if you can't get the Technicolor version. But yeah, watch Holiday Inn. It should be your Christmas tradition. The second movie is the most adorable film probably in the world. I may have mentioned it before. It's called Margie. Came out in 1946. It starred Jean Crane. I don't know if anybody else in it was famous at all. But it's a nostalgia flick from the 40s for the 20s. And it's just about the cutest movie you'll see in your life. There's no conflict in this movie. There's no enemy in this movie. It's just adorable. Completely family friendly, by the way. There's a bit of looking back now, it's about a girl who falls for her teacher. And he falls for her. And she's a schoolgirl. He's a young teacher, but I don't know how that's okay. I mean, we're not talking college here. But just, it was the 40s and the 20s. Just, it was fine. And it's lovely. And I can't wait to go home and watch it. I watch it, I taped it 3 years ago and I watched it every year because I wish I were as nice as that movie. I think that movie makes me want to be a nicer person. except for the goldfish swallowing and things, because it's like 1920s. Anyway, those are my long-winded late-night recommendations for your holiday. Or you could just invite me over for pie. Either one, it works. You'll notice that none of those involve knitting. I actually owe my aunt a hat, which I have not finished, and I owe me a hat because I want one and the yarn's right there. So I guess I'll be holiday knitting, but guess what? My tidbits, I don't have to talk about it. Have a good night and have a good holiday.